stepping onto the biggest stage again. The opening of life at Australia's fourth consecutive World Cup was never going to be easy, and it was France who got the better of the early part of the contest in front of what seemed a pro-Australian crowd. Socceroos goalkeeper Matt Ryan beginning a stellar afternoon by making three saves inside the first 6 minutes. Australia got better as the first half went on, stopping France's attacks and occasionally creating one of their own, and went to half-time with the game still level at nil-all. A slow-paced start to the second half seemed to favour the Australians, but then disaster struck. A French appeal for a penalty against Socceroos defender Josh Risden for contact in the box with star attacker Antoine Griezmann was initially ignored by Uruguayan referee Andrés Cunha. But eventually, play was stopped by the video assistant referee for the first time ever in a World Cup. The remotely located crew of officials can alert the on-field referee at any time of suspected significant errors he might have made, and the game can stop for an incident to be reviewed. So it was with Risden's incident, and, after watching it again on a sideline television, Cunha awarded a penalty to France. Many thought Risden got enough of the ball in his challenge on Griezmann to render any physical contact between the two irrelevant. But that's not what the man whose opinion counted thought, and Griezmann firmly struck home the subsequent penalty to put France 1-0 up in the 58th minute. Socceroos coach Bert van Marwijk strongly hinting after the game that he thinks the referee made the wrong decision.
I think he was standing very close to the moment of the penalty, and he directly said no penalty. He directly said go on. So for my, yeah, it's also a human being, so everybody makes mistakes.
The video assistant referee is a controversial concept to start with. Socceroos defender Trent Sainsbury says his opposition to the idea has now only been strengthened.
I'm not a massive fan of VAR, never have been. And it's not changed my mind today. It wasn't a performance that we should have got beaten by. And, we'll keep our heads high.
It was hard to keep heads high at 1-0 down, but they soon rose again. A set piece from midfielder Aaron Moy, who had a strong game for the Socceroos, was handled in the area by French defender Samuel Umtiti, and Australia, uncontroversially, had a penalty of their own. Captain Milay Jedinak, a surprise inclusion in the starting team, made no mistake with the penalty kick, and it was 1-1 in the 62nd minute, the Australians dreaming of taking points off the 1998 world champions. But an 81st minute strike, somewhat lucky, from star midfielder Paul Pogba to cap off a smart, fast passing move, ultimately finished those hopes, putting France ahead 2-1. It was a disappointing end for the Socceroos, even if France got the better of most of the game. And, at least the loss was only by one goal, which keeps the damage to Australia's goal difference, which is used as a tiebreaker between teams level on points, to a minimum. Van Marwijk says he couldn't have asked much more of his players.
I think we gave a very good performance. Nobody, I think, had expected that we could play like this against France. I think there were a lot of moments they didn't know what to do anymore. The players of France, they said it themselves. So that's a big compliment for us.
French captain, goalkeeper Hugo Lloris, saying France expected, and got, a hard game from the Australians, who entered the game as massive underdogs.
It's been tough until the end. Mentally we were ready for that. The type of game that we expected, they were really compact, and it was difficult to put intensity in our performance, in our passing, in the possession. The most important is the 3 points, and now we can go ahead with confidence, and that's the most important. Yeah.
Pogba, one of the world's most expensive players, in a team said to be worth more than $1.5 billion, wasn't overly effective before his match-winning goal. He too had plenty of praise for the Socceroos.
We were a bit lucky, but we create luck, so. It's true that people think that Australia were very bad or under us, but you can see today that they play very well, they defend very well, they play all together.
Ryan, Sainsbury, Mark Milligan and Moy were standouts for Australia, who had plenty of grit, but not quite the consistency or quality needed to conquer one of the world's best teams. Going forward, they will have to create more chances in attack, particularly from open play. But as disappointing as defeat tastes in football's biggest competition, Matt Ryan says he and his teammates learnt a lot from this match.
We're making it clear that, you know, we weren't, you know, the worst team today, and, you know, we deserve much more, and, you know, that's the benchmark moving forward now. And like this at the World Cup, you just got to be, you know, at the top of your game for every single second of the game in order to take something from it, because you can be like that and you still get nothing like the game, you know, nothing from the game, you know, like what happened today. But, you know, a lot of confidence and belief, you know, moving forward from today's performance.
The Socceroos' next match is on Thursday night against Denmark in Samara. The Danes are off to a good start in the competition, having beaten Peru 1-0 in the other Group C match. Australia will need at least a draw against Denmark to stay eligible for a berth in the round of 16. Like this game, it won't be easy, but there's plenty of feeling that what they've gained from this game stands them in good stead to get a good result against their next foes. Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.